I'm Jay DeVolio, founder of FrugalCenter.com. Thank you once again for tuning into the FrugalCenter.com podcast series. This issue, entitled The Debt Elimination Method, is one of the most important topics we've ever covered, and is covered in my book in the chapter with the same name, The Debt Elimination Method. The name of the book, once again, is Commonwealth Riches Through Everyday Living. It's available through Amazon, and you can send an email through our website and get yourself a copy of that book. In this issue, we will be discussing the secret sauce of how to eliminate your debt and grow your wealth, leading toward financial independence. This debt elimination method is synergistic, which means the end result is greater than the sum of its parts. The wealth you create and the peace of mind you gain from implementing the method together has a greater impact on your life than merely the implementation of this 8 individual step process which composes the method. I created the method because of my experience, or lack thereof, when dealing with student loans from graduate school in the 1990s. Since I had no savings, I borrowed lots of money through those student loans, and that was a huge mistake. During the graduate school exit interview, I learned I would owe 10% more than I had originally borrowed. That sounded like fuzzy math to me, but it was true. There was a little concept that I wasn't aware of, and it was called capitalization. Learn it and learn it well. The money I borrowed through unsubsidized loans earned interest every day. Every month that the interest wasn't paid, the interest became part of the principal through capitalization. Therefore, each month, the principal was growing, the interest was accumulating, and I was sinking further into debt without even realizing it. Salaries were not at the level I thought they would be when I graduated. Moreover, it was determined, based on my payment plan through the Student Loan Servicing Center, that I would be paying for a 3-year education for 30 years, and would consequently pay back 3 times what I borrowed, all because of interest. I didn't like that scheme, so I started learning about finance, debt, and credit management, and ended up developing a system which accelerates the elimination of my debt while increasing my wealth at the same time. I call it the debt elimination method. In a nutshell, by implementing this method, you will utilize your current income in more advantageous ways that will benefit your financial health. It is based on the same adage that you have heard a million times, but with a new and interesting way to apply it. The adage is, spend less and save more. This still holds true, but knowing it is not enough in a world of plastic money, thanks to the ease of obtaining a credit card, that it is so easy to spend because it is designed to be convenient. You also need to train yourself to recognize on what you can spend less and know where to invest the money you are saving. It is crucial to train yourself to visualize the money as it is spent and as it is saved in order to make the method work. Anyone with credit card debt or who has signed on the dotted line for a loan without carefully reading the fine print knows exactly how easy it is to obtain these funds, but how difficult it is to pay it off. Over the years, I have expanded that old adage to be, spend less and split the extra money saved between paying your debts and building your wealth. That's the bottom line. Pretty simple, isn't it? But it takes a little discipline and some ingenuity. I have developed the ingenuity. All you need to do is develop the discipline. Anyone can do it, and I assure you that you will be in a better financial position after you have begun to implement the method. You must treat your life and your finances like a business. A business thrives if it is financially stable. So does your life. A debt-laden business is not a good investment. A business with minimum debt and a good business plan typically is a wise investment. The key is to create a healthy financial life and therefore a wise investment by living below your means. The debt elimination method is the method by which you will reduce your debt at an accelerated rate while simultaneously increasing your wealth. As a result, your net worth will increase dramatically in a relatively short period of time. The length of time it takes to reduce your debt and increase your wealth is relative to your debt level. fixed obligations, discipline, and income. First, you must understand and follow the steps I discuss in a moment or two. You have probably heard of and even tried some of these on your own, but most likely you haven't followed through with the requisite discipline or used the individual steps in conjunction with each other in that synergistic way. First, determine your current net monthly income. Second, determine your current spending habits and your current monthly recurring bills. Third, determine your current debt scheme. What I mean by that is how much you are spending each month recurrently. By doing this, you will also figure out how much you are spending on frivolous things and how that frivolous spending adds up. Fourth, determine how you can reduce your monthly spending by creating new and improved habits. Fifth, recalculate your new budget, determining how much surplus you can create each month by reducing your expenses, and use that to pay toward your current debts and new investments. Sixth, take half of that extra money you now have due to the new budget and the new habits, and begin paying it toward the debt with the highest interest rate. Seventh, take the other half of that extra money you now have and begin a systematic deposit plan into a mutual fund, savings account, money market account, or an IRA. Eighth, when the loan with the highest interest rate is paid off, use the money from the minimum payment plus one half of the surplus money and divide it again, paying one half toward the debt with the next highest interest rate, and one half to increase the amount deposited toward the investment portfolio. If you try that debt elimination method for 6 months, you will be amazed at how much money you can save, how quickly you can create wealth and eliminate your outstanding debt, and work toward becoming debt-free. If you're not satisfied, you can always go back to your old ways of wasting money. There's no obligation for you to improve your situation, other than that you owe it to yourself. Much of the success enjoyed from implementing the method will be based on your personal discipline and your ability to create and maintain good savings habits. Remember that many of the factors at work here are psychological. For instance, name your new savings account the Wealth Creation Account, and you will feel the desire to deposit more money as time goes on. Set little goals for yourself. Maybe the first goal is to reach $1,000 in savings. You'll be surprised how quickly you will reasonably be able to reset that bar to $10,000 in savings. Finally, figure out, based on this new method, approximately when you will be in the black and then entirely debt-free by implementing the method. In the black typically refers to a business being profitable with income exceeding expenses. In this podcast, in the black refers to the point when your total assets, meaning savings, investments, and retirement accounts, exceed your total debts, student loans, mortgage, credit cards, and other debt. Over time, you will set up separate accounts within the wealth creation account. And all of that is elaborated in Chapter 3 of my book. And those separate accounts will be set up for different purposes, such as children's tuition, a vacation account, an IRA, a savings account, etc. These accounts can be monitored on your computer with a very simple spreadsheet program, or you can use the worksheets that are in my book. And that way you can monitor your progress. Here are two additional ways that you can reduce your debt more quickly than the schedule set up by your lender for repayment. One is you may choose to make one extra payment annually to pay down your debt. So if you pay typically 12 payments per year, make one additional payment. Make 13 payments each year. And it will be an amazing thing to see how quickly you pay down that debt. Another option is you can make equal payments twice per month. So take that monthly payment, cut it in half, pay one half of it at the beginning of the month and the other half at the middle of the month. Well, that's pretty much it for the debt elimination method. So, in essence, you're creating the habit of living below your means, which is spending less than you earn. You must cut corners, reduce the frequency at which you eat out at restaurants. It's typically not as good for you as home-cooked meals anyway. Stop buying designer napkins. Start shopping at the discount stores. Start spending time learning about the stock market and mutual funds. Read up on your 401k account and the investments that you can choose, if you're lucky to have one at your employer. You will be amazed at how interesting this information can be. And you will be even more amazed at how creative you will want to be when it comes to saving money. Challenge yourself. It's fun. Realize that the money you save has a direct relation to the reduction of your stress level. Money and stress are typically inversely proportional. That means the less money you have, usually the more stressed you are, and vice versa. This isn't always the case, and I'm not implying that money can buy happiness, but I am saying that high credit card bills will not bring you happiness. If reduced debt brings reduced stress for you, like it does for most people, you will be able to enjoy your time more fully and be more focused on what you are doing. Thank you for listening to this edition of the FrugalCenter.com podcast series entitled The Debt Elimination Method.